7:10 on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings. It is Thursday, July 15th, 2021, 72 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103. Download that free WRHI app or join us live on Facebook. We are there from 6 a.m. until 9 a.m. right here on Palmetto Mornings. And you get to see a little action that you driving this morning to work just get to hear about, of course, in studio.
Come a little closer.
Gotta get my find my frame.
I don't know. Vogue. I'm just trying to get her closer. I don't care about my frame.
He never says that to me, Patty.
You know what I love, though?
You're still the prettiest girl in class.
Thank you,
Lucas.
Very much.
All right.
Because I'm a lady. You know, Lucas, talking about in class, I share space and this room with some impressive people that are so humble about the accomplishments in their career. Lucas, you are an Emmy Award-winning journalist. And Stephen Stone, who we love to have fun with. You, my friend, are charter member of the OTS Sports Wall of Fame.
Last one with a pulse, yes.
Yes, okay, which started in 2010. So tell us a little bit about this Wall of Fame, the Sports Wall of Fame right here. How do you become a person on that wall? What's required? What's the process?
It's a very interesting question. I mean, I was in the inaugural class, and I was working up in Kentucky and got a call from back home here in Rock Hill, and Alan Miller said, listen, you know, we had the annual football, high school football boot camp that we do every year out in, you know, July and there at his lake house, and you were voted in by your peers to the Wall of Fame along with Greg Bunce and Charles Kuralt. And
yeah, Charles Kuralt.
I know it was amazing. You know the names, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm in a class with Charles Kuralt, going into something that's kind of weird because, like many people my generation, we grew up watching Charles Kuralt on the road, you know, that series that he did for CBS TV forever.
I even read his book.
Yeah, exactly.
On the road.
And he's written some books, yeah. And I just saw, you know, and then he told me the history, you know, like, yeah, Kuralt, as a teenager, had worked here at WRHI doing high school football on Friday nights. But you are voted by your fellow peers, basically, you know, sportscasters. And I was instantly humbled by it, and I'm not humbled easily, but I was by that. And, of course, came down and had a wonderful weekend here, you know, I mean, a football weekend, high school on Friday night. And, you know, we were inducted, Greg and I, and the others as well, their relatives and such. And then, of course, you know, went to a Gamecock football game that Saturday and Panthers on Sunday, and then drove back to Kentucky and had to take Monday off to recover from it all, you know.
And it worked because look where you are. You're back with us. there was a little bit of strategic planning there.
Well, I nearly came back then.
Yeah.
You know.
That was 2010.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the stars were not exactly in alignment yet, so 2013 I came back. And but I've had a vote, you know, the subsequent years that I was still in Kentucky, you know, he sent me the ballot and I got the vote each year, you know.
That's wonderful.
So, yeah, it is cool.
It's been every year except last year because of the pandemic.
Yeah, the pandemic, yeah.
So 2021 is upon us.
It is.
You all gathered, as you typically do in the summer, to prepare for the upcoming high school football season.
Yeah.
And during that time, you look at the nominees that are available.
We had an advance vote. Okay. You know, the nominees are selected by, you know, we members of the wall. You know, who do we think?
Who know it best.
We got at least a vague idea,
where
we're going. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, the secret, you know, ballot was done this year where, you know, everyone voted in advance. And then, you know, Benita, she tallied it up and with like 89% of the vote of his peers. This year's honoree is our own Chris Miller, 10-time statewide sportscaster of the year. A man who's done over 600 high school sports broadcasts, whether they be basketball, football, what have you. Of course, over 340 of those are high school football. He's had like, 17 or 18, maybe 19, close to 20 state championships. I mean, As I said last night in the induction, his credentials are longer than my arm.
And oh, my goodness.
Pretty long arms, as you can see.
Well, you know, he...
and he was totally surprised and shocked, which is great.
Oh, that's great.
You know. We think you have to be a certain age to be on a Hall of Fame.
What is the requirement? Do you have to work so many years, obviously, in sports?
It's like, a track record.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to have a bit of a resume, which he certainly probably more than any of us that are already on the wall. You know, I mean, he's been doing it since he was born.
Literally, here's a couple. So we'll ping pong back and forth between Patty and myself. Again, working right here at WRHI Interstate 107 in 1994 as a board operator.
Yeah.
And then in 1997, he served as a Northwestern High School broadcast statistician.
Mm-hmm.
Like how you gave me that word.
Oh, yeah.
Statistician? You have trouble with that word?
Oh, I would have never gotten that.
No, I just know.
She knows me very well. I never would have gotten that word. And then he continued just to, over the years, continue to move up the ranks, as you do. You pay your dues at the beginning, and then success will come your way if you're great. And this is a good example. Play-by-play, color commentary for Fort Mill High School, and through the years of 1998 to 2005, and then does play-by-play color commentary for high school basketball, 1998 through the current season.
Absolutely. He's been a frequent MC for local sports events and host high school media. He leads the all-time OTS sports football commentators with 338 games beginning in 1997 to present. He's won more than 30 South Carolina Broadcast Association Star Awards beginning 2008 to present. You know, we have the opportunity to have behind the headlines, but behind the sports headlines with Chris Miller, it's like I am amazed at how much knowledge he has.
Without a phone or notes in front
of him. He has a big head, but he does. But I mean, no, seriously.
Well, you have to keep all that information. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And that hair, you know, that's why it's standing up because it's like, woo, making room for more information. But his passion and love for the sport.
Yeah.
And all sports, really, is just above and beyond. And we're so proud of him.
Yeah, well, he's a sports guy. There's no question. I mean, he lives and breathes it, and he knows these people. You know, guys that are playing in the NFL, they're close friends of his from back in their high school playing days. Also, you know, he is South Carolina Broadcast Association's most honored sportscaster. And, you know, you think about the history of that. It's astounding, you know.
Well, he knows it.
Yeah.
He works it.
He lives it.
He lives it.
But he puts in the work.
His lifestyle.
He puts in the work. He does his homework. He works long hours. Again, while this job, and it is a lot of fun, it is not just coming in, flipping the
switch. It's not just behind the mic.
And that's it. Yeah, it's a lot that goes into it. And that is rarely seen sometimes. We see it, obviously. And that's even what we see. And we know there's even more than that. And it just goes to show, if you want to be the best in your field,
you really got to work at it.
Yeah. And you've got to get your foot in the door. And you have to work your way up. It is not graduating from college one day and landing the gig the next day.
You just don't show up and do it. I mean, it's not. I mean, it may look easy, boys and girls, but really, it's nowhere near.
It's a compliment when people say, "Oh, it looks easy,"
because
the person has done such a great job.
Yeah, because you're making it look easy when really it's not. And also, he's the co-host of the South Carolina Gamecock pre- and post-game shows that is heard over a vast network throughout the state. Anybody that carries Gamecock football is carrying that show that he's a co-host with Greg Brennan.
Absolutely. And, you know, we say work, but really, when you love what you do, they say you never work a day in your life.
Yeah.
Work does not have to be a four-letter bad word. Work is a good – I mean, work produces results, and it represents dedication and passion and love for the sport. And we are just so happy and honored that he was voted.
And what was cool also was his lovely wife, Haven, and little John Parker were there last night. Because he had no idea.
Oh,
he had
I
no
love
idea,
surprises.
You know, that this was going to happen. So we pulled that off, and it was great.
It was a good day.
And then, of course, you know, you're going to have Scott, Gene, and Mo, I think, in the next couple of days, too. Who were part of the induction last night, you know, the Wall of Famers themselves. So it was great. And it was one of the few times that I say this with nothing but love that I saw him truly humbled when he was, you know, had to speak, you know, and he was emotional. As, you know, as he should be. It's a heck of an honor.
It means you picked the right one.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh. And, you know, I just think it was a little overdue in his case, but it was good, and I was glad it went the way that it went, and I welcome him, you know, to the fraternity. I think we're going to have jackets made. I was going to ask,
do you guys get anything? I mean, you get your picture and a little bio on the OTS Sports Wall of Fame here at the Broadcast House. If you ever are here to pick up anything, if you want to see it, just ask Benita, and she'll show it to you. So it's great. But do you guys get, if you don't want to do coats, maybe rings or hats or a pin or something like that?
I can't talk about that.
Well, you can't.
Well,
talk about
we also
that.
Have the 75 WRHI book here that gives a lot of a backdrop story for our winners. In so many ways.
Sure.
So we have those available if you'd like one. Just let us know.
We give them to our guests a lot.
Yeah.
So, well, congratulations to Chris Miller, who
indeed
was just named to the OTS Sports
Wall of
Fame.
He was voted, baby. 89%.
There you go.
89%.
That is fantastic.
That's a slam dunk.
Congratulations, Chris. We know you're listening. Job well done.
Indeed.